about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook. So I guess we're being told now that many of the calorie counts on our food labels could be inaccurate by up to 50%. And why? Because they're relying on a 100-year-old calculation method. I guess Harvard University researcher Rachel Carmody is calling for the Atwater system to be updated. I guess the Atwater system was developed by U.S. chemist Wilbur Olin Atwater more than 100 years ago, and I guess has been what we've been using this whole time to determine caloric values. But now experts are calling for a more accurate method to be introduced, as his calculations fail to take into account, they say, processing techniques which could affect the number of calories. Yeah, you see, so here we are, working so hard, busting our butts, trying to figure out, well, 150 calories here, this, and then we're being told, oh, sorry, wrong. They say Rachel Carmody from Harvard University is due to give a presentation on the subject. She said, by getting a better understanding of the effects of calories of food, we get a better sense of human energy requirement. Well, duh, I mean, basically she's saying we need to get our acts together, right? But she's not saying it like that, which she should. Honestly, that would be a much more interesting talk. If she's going to go and talk, right, she should probably say, what? Really, people, we haven't updated this? What? All right. Explaining her findings, she told Mail Online, the calorie values reported on food labels do not capture important costs of digestion that are typically lower for processed food and higher for unmodified food items. So although two foods could have the same number of calories on paper, these calories are not necessarily equally available to the body. This is what we've been talking about with Coca-Cola. 200-calorie Coca-Cola does not equal a 200-calorie iceberg lettuce salad. She says, in some cases, reported calorie values could differ from actual energy harvest by as much as 50%. All right? Now, here's an example, okay? So they have a list of some of how off some of these calories are. So they go, look at the Outback Steakhouse Blue Cheese Wedge Side Salad. Ooh, that sounds good. They say the calorie count, according to the label, is 376 calories per serving. But they say the difference from label to actual tests, they said there was 150.4% more. Arctic Zero Chocolate Peanut Butter Ice Cream. Oh, my God. There's an Arctic Zero Chocolate Peanut Butter Ice Cream? Oh, gosh, that sounds good. 150 calories per pint. They found, actually, there were 68% more calories than that. Ben & Jerry's Fro-Yo Chocolate Fudge Brownie. Oh, my gosh, this is making me hungry. 180 calories per half cup serving, they claim. They found 8% more almonds. If you buy almonds, I guess their one particular package that they bought showed 170 calories for 28 grams, yet they actually found 32% less calories than that. Ooh, so that's good. All right. So they say, let me see, 19th century Atwater had conducted a series of experiments which involved burning samples of food, and he measured the amount of energy released from the heat they produced. So he concluded that proteins and carbohydrates have about 4 calories per gram, fats have 9 calories per gram, alcohol has 7 calories per gram. See, alcohol could be worse than your chips, see? Therefore, an energy bar that has, let's say, 10 grams of protein, 20 grams of carbohydrate, 9 grams of fat, would have 201 calories. That's how they calculate. That's how they calculate this. Okay? Right? Because 10 grams of protein is 4 calories per gram, so that's 40. 20 grams of carbohydrates, 4 times 20, 80. So now you have 80 plus 40. Is 120, 9 grams of fat, 9 times 9, 81, that's where they get it, 201. So I guess that's the formula of how many food manufacturers calculate the calories in food. They say in the 1970s, researchers introduced a modified at-water value that were intended for specific foods like fruit, vegetables, beans. But since then, there's been very little changes. Now, last year, David Baer, a research psychologist at the Human Nutrition Research Center in Beltsville, Maryland, found that almonds actually have 32% fewer calories than previously estimated. Go for it. I do like Almond Joy. I do like Hershey's chocolate with almonds, but that's, no, the chocolate still probably an underestimation. All right, so apparently they say if you think you're eating 170 calories of the nuts, actually you may only be getting 129 calories. So that's pretty cool stuff. So they need to get their acts together. That's what I conclude with this one. You got to get your acts together because here we are sitting here counting our calories. Now, Fox News comes up with satisfying snacks that won't wreck your diet. And apparently this, I believe it's a nutritionist. I don't give the name, so I can't give credit to who's coming up with this. But it's not me. They say you could have sliced banana with nut butter, raisins, and cinnamon. They say you could slice up a banana, add a scoop of nut butter, some raisins, a couple shakes of cinnamon, and it's a yummy snack. They said rather than a hard-boiled egg, you could do pesto scrambled eggs with crumbled feta. Oh my gosh, that sounds yummy. They say a lot of flavor, a lot of nutrients. They say sweet potato wedges with almond butter is a great snack, delicious and nutritious. That, again, I don't know about the calories with the butter, but apparently pesto scrambled eggs. I do love pesto. They said a Greek yogurt berry parfait. I've done that. I went to Sam's Club, bought a whole bunch of those Yoplait Greek parfait things. It works. I mean, I'd rather dig my teeth into a burger, but I'll actually eat one of those for lunch. I've been able to lose some weight on that, so I'm pretty happy about that. And, of course, yogurt, you're getting your calcium in. Can't get, you know, can't hurt. Got you some granola, you got some nuts, you got berries, so it'll help you poop. You know, pretty easy to eat. And then they go, you know, instead of eating hummus and baby carrots, why don't you do baby carrots with some guacamole and some rice crackers? They said ends up kind of, you know, being less, you have good fat and bad fats. Well, the avocado has some good omega-3s in there. So the guacamole may not be as bad as you think, right? You know, when you see them make guacamole, it's really not that fattening, right? You got a bunch of the avocado. And then you add a whole bunch of the other stuff. I guess your peppers and some tomatoes and a bunch of other yummy stuff. I love guacamole. I'm hungry. I can't believe I've got 45 minutes left before I could eat. This just made me hungry. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Doc Kelly.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook. All right, so Olympic champion Lindsey Vonn, who we've been watching for years, she is a phenomenal skier. So I guess she does ski racing, very pretty, apparently had a crash this morning. And we were worried because she had to be air flighted out. And from what we understand, her injuries are not life-threatening, but she tore two knee ligaments in a tumbling crash and will need reconstructive knee surgery. She fell in the Super G of the World Alpine Championship, which is a race, I guess, contested 1 year and 2 days before the scheduled start of the Sochi Winter Olympics in Russia. So she was probably going to represent us in the Olympics. According to, from what I understand, her crew, you know, don't start speculating now if she can't be in the Olympics. They said, let's get her through surgery and see. But from what I was listening to with CNN, they said this could obviously hurt her chances. From what we understand, she is a gold medalist. She has won the World Cup overall title 4 times, has more World Cup victories than any American, is defending Olympic downhill gold medalist. From what we understand, her right knee bent awkwardly as she landed a jump just before she somersaulted down the mountain. They say, according to United States Ski Team's medical director, Kyle Wilkins, Vaughn sustained a torn anterior cruciate ligament and a medial collateral ligament in the right knee and a tibial fracture. The team announced she would miss the remainder of the season, but was expected to return to racing for the 2013-14 World Cup season, which begins in October, and the 2014 Winter Games. Now, they say recovery times for these reconstructive knee surgeries could vary greatly. They say, but many ski racers who have had injuries such as this have been able to return to the slopes in less than a year. They say the race that happened this morning was delayed nearly 4 hours because of the fog. There were more than 10 separate delays. And from what we understand, officials were like, ah, should we call it today? Should we not? And I guess from what we understand, she went through the first race fine and then had an issue. I guess it was in the middle of the course. She made a right footed turn, I guess arced to her left, navigated a jump at the same time. And I got to say, it's amazing when I see what these people can do. Now, you know, these knee injuries, we're talking about the ACL and the MCL. Any of you that have ever felt like your knee gave way or your knee wasn't stable, you know, that could be a collateral ligament issue. You know, when we test the knee and we evaluate your knee, we'll always do something called like an anterior drawers or posterior drawer sign just to see that these ligaments are holding that knee in place, the knee capsule. Now, you have the patella, right, which is the kneecap, and you have the patella ligaments, and then you basically have your femur and your tibia with cartilage in between, and that kind of makes up your knee joint. So you have these collateral ligaments that are hopefully supposed to strengthen the stability of the knee, not to mention you have your quadriceps muscles, which adds to the strength of the knee. And so when you have these ligament tears, that can be pretty serious. All right, and why that's so serious is your ligaments give you that sense of my knee not giving out. So if you have a ligament injury, it's very difficult to trust that knee unless you've gone through all the therapy and you've gone through all the recuperation and you could trust it. You know, when I blew my knee out skiing, I had ligament strain, I tore meniscus, but luckily they didn't have to do surgery. I probably could have done surgery, I just put it off, and every now and then it acts up. But I've never been able to ski like I used to because I can't trust the knee. If I can't trust that knee and it's my right knee, there is no way I'm going to pivot. There's no way I'm going to deal with the moguls. There's no way. I just don't trust it. And, you know, so she's going to have to get that sense of trust. But you also don't want to not listen to the knee, and you also don't want to overuse that knee if it's not trustworthy, because then you could have a spill like this. I mean, she's very lucky. All she did was injure her knee. So you have one bad move and you don't have stable ligaments, that fall could cause you to crack your neck. I mean, when I tumbled down the mountain, I tumbled. And of course, when you're in skis, you know, both my knees felt like they were cracking. It's a horrible injury. Horrible injury falling down. I mean, a horrible type of accident. Now, your meniscus, when you have meniscus issues, sometimes people will say they heard a pop. Of course, or they'll have, you know, huge swelling. You could have swelling with ligament tears as well. Meniscal injuries also can happen with with something like this. I'm sure she tore her meniscus. It's the cartilage in between the femur and the tibia of the knee joint, and that's kind of the shock absorber, the cushion in between the two bones. And these cartilage tears or wearing down, you know, those a lot of times get arthroscopically fixed. Sometimes they do meniscectomies. So there's a variety of types of things they do for the cartilage. When we examine your knee in the office, we look for crepitus, which is kind of the grinding and the clicking. That lets us know that you probably have some cartilage issues. You could also have certain pain on your Lachman's test. And so there's you know, there's a variety of ways for us to tell what is going on with you. So if you do have knee pain, it is important to get that checked out. Because like I said, if you have a knee that you can't trust, if you have a knee that'll give way, then you're going to be more prone to falls. And we don't want you to fall because falls lead to more injury. So we'll keep you posted on what's going on with Lindsey Vonn as we get more information. But, you know, I'm a huge fan of skiing. It's just I haven't pushed my kids to skiing that much. We've taken them a few times on the slope. One of my sons does not like falling, and I'm really not going to push it that much. I want to train them because I don't want them learning as an adult. I want them to know how to ski. I think it's so important to ski, and I think it's a phenomenal sport. It's great exercise. It's exhilarating. It's fun. But, you know, my knee injury caused me to not be able to run, not be able to work out like I wanted to. I gained weight, and all I did was I was on a black diamond, and something went wrong. Don't even remember what went wrong. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, they say fitness in your 40s and 50s, all right? They say individuals with the highest levels of physical fitness were less likely to develop dementia in their senior years. This is another study urging us to exercise, to get off our butts and rock and roll. They say among nearly 20,000 participants in the Cooper Center longitudinal study, they said those with the highest percentage of cardiorespiratory fitness were the least likely to get dementia after age 65. Now, a lot of us stop exercising. We've talked about that. We stop exercising, you know, once we're out of high school. Maybe we'll play basketball in our 20s with the guys. But when we're in our 40s and 50s, a lot of times we aren't doing the exercise like we should. Got to keep that up. They say greater fitness could reduce the incidence of other known risk factors for dementia, like diabetes, high blood pressure. Fitness has been found to increase your brain volume. Neural plasticity, neurotrophic factors, maybe decrease beta amyloid protein deposits. So, you know, the more active you are, the better you do. We've always known that. People that were active, people that exercised, people that kept things going, kept things moving, seem to do better. And a lot of us are extremely afraid of getting dementia. Many of you ask me about the genetics of it. Yes, dementia is genetic, extremely genetic. But it all depends on why your parent or grandparent had dementia. My grandmother had multi-infarct dementia. She had high cholesterol, she had diabetes, and high blood pressure. Now, those are genetic. But if I don't get diabetes, high blood pressure, or high cholesterol, knock on wood, if I don't get that, I probably would have less of a chance of getting dementia. Alzheimer's appears to be more genetic as opposed to environmental, although we're trying to figure out environmental causes. That, to me, would probably concern me more in terms of your genetic predisposition than somebody who had multi-infarct dementia with the cholesterol, diabetes, and high blood pressure. Even though you don't want to be genetically related to somebody with high blood pressure, diabetes, etc. If you could control those illnesses, you could then hopefully prevent the dementia. Now, from what I understood, my grandmother, she was diagnosed, she was taking medications, but we think by the time she rapidly progressed. So her doctor thought there was Alzheimer's with that because she rapidly progressed. And now, by rapid, you know, you would look at her at first like, you know, she was kind of, you know, saying things like an 8-year-old would say. God, but you knew that. I mean, I talked to you about that. How could you forget? And, you know, like your 8-year-old, like, oh, yeah, sorry, I remember. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, and then she seemed to be more like a 7-year-old and then a 6-year-old. And then we were over there eating one time, and I was with my son. He was really young at the time. And there was food under the table. And it was across the table from where my son was sitting. But it was where she was. And we asked her, why was there food under the table? And she said, the little boy did it. And I'm like, well, he's across the table. What do you do? And then I'm like, why would you throw food under the table? And you just started to see her deteriorate, unfortunately. And that's one way of, I guess, rating the speed of the dementia. You know, how you look at them in terms of a childhood age. It's a shame. It really is. It's hard to see somebody go through that. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Say your moment's on. What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House survival bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have. It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-310-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neofera. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to Neofera.com, spelled N-E-O-F-E-R-A.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at Neofera.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Facebook at the Dr. Dahlia Show, and please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. So this is interesting. They said chemicals from antibacterial products have been found in lakes in several Minnesota lakes. They say increasing amounts of antibacterial agents that are usually found in soaps, the triclosan. We've been seeing triclosan being used pretty universally in these antimicrobial, antibacterial soaps and hand sanitizers, etc. But they're finding a huge amount in these lakes. Now, triclosan, they say, was introduced in the market back in the 70s. And we see it in soap, body washes, toothpaste, cosmetics, clothing, dishwashing liquid, and, of course, kitchenware. Researchers found increase in amounts of other chemicals, like derivatives from that, in the lakes that they tested. The chemicals form when triclosan is exposed to chlorine during wastewater treatment. Then, when it's exposed to sunlight, it could form dioxins. Dioxins have potentially toxic side effects. So this study was published in the Journal of Environmental Science and Technology. And, you know, why is that? Is, you know, do we have a bunch of this stuff on our body and then we jump in the lake? Or is it as we wash? This is the water that we're picking up from the showers and from the sinks, etc. You know, we always talk about our water supply having hormones and having ingredients of our pharmaceuticals, of our pills. Because obviously we excrete this stuff in our urine, we excrete it in our poop, and it gets into our water system somehow. So I'm not surprised by this. You know, I mean, we've been using antimicrobials now, and we've been using, there's chemicals in everything, for crying out loud. I don't even, you know, when somebody says, oh, it's chemical-free. How is something chemical-free? How? Tell me, everything's a chemical. Even something natural, even an apple has chemicals. Okay, yes, there's environmental chemicals you can put on it, pollutants, things like that, insecticides. But everything's a chemical. Everything can change. You know, something could react with water or light or so. You know, they're looking into it, making sure there's no major hazards, but it's something that we should watch. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, this is interesting. They say girls who were tantrum throwers in childhood raise the risk of heart attacks and stroke by the time they're in their 40s. They say, you know, obviously persistent unhappiness is known to activate the stress response in the body, but the fact that they could trace it back to these girls when they're younger. Now, I don't know much about, you know, if girls that throw temper tantrums, if they end up being high stressful individuals. You know, my mom said I threw some temper tantrums, but she did a lot of stuff to tick me off. Now, is that my fault or is that hers? Do I feel like I'm high stressed? Yeah, I do. But it's because of my job. It's because of my two jobs. It's because of what I do. I got a lot going on. Right? I got two kids, two jobs, a lot going on. So but I don't really yell and scream. I'm not a yeller or screamer. My family's pretty shocked by that. You would think, because I yell and scream on the radio about Obamacare all the time, I would yell and scream at them. Usually, I'm pretty quiet. And then when it's the last straw, I'll just burst out maybe a 2 or 3 second sentence with an expletive. Right? Starts with shut and ends with up. And it works. Kids be quiet. You know, everybody's quiet. Dad leaves the room because he doesn't know if I'm going to add a second sentence. That's really all I have to say. Honestly, that's all I have to say. So I don't really say a lot at my house. I don't. Also, I live in a house where nobody really wants my opinion. I really don't get asked my opinion that much. I'd like to give my opinion. You guys ask me for my opinion all the time. My family doesn't ask for my opinion. You know, sometimes I like to give it, and they don't seem to want it. So I don't really talk or yell or scream that much. But anyway, they say conversely, youngsters who could stay calm and focused had lower risk of heart attack. So the study found that if you got upset even when you were at 7 years old, you had a significantly higher risk of having a heart attack or stroke by the time you were in your 40s, 50s. When experiencing high levels of distress at 7 years old, it was associated with a 31% increased risk of heart disease in women and 17% in men. Now, the study was led by Dr. Allison Appleton from Harvard Medical School. She looked at 377 adults who had undergone emotional behavioral tests in children. The results were then compared with the risk score for cardiovascular disease, and for women in their 40s, the chance of having a heart attack or stroke in the next 10 years increased from 3.2 to 4.2% if they had a distressed childhood, rose from 7.3 to 8.5% for men. Okay, now, wait a second, though. Okay, they had a distressed childhood. Now, distressed childhood, what if you were molested? What if you were beaten? Does that count, or are they just talking about if you were just throwing temper tantrums? Now, we do know that people who were abused, people that were traumatically exposed to horrific events, that, yes, they do have a shorter lifespan. We do know that. But temper tantrums, I don't know. I got to tell you, what stinks about this study is I really can't use it at all in my household. I mean, if my kids are throwing temper tantrums, my boys, and I tell them, no, see this study, I'll have a heart attack later, they don't care. If they want to throw their temper tantrum, they're going to throw their temper tantrum. That's just what they do. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Study came out today saying sunshine is linked to lower rheumatoid arthritis risk. Now, rheumatoid arthritis, we see a lot more in women than men. And the rheumatoid arthritis is one of the most debilitating arthritises we have. You get huge deformity in your hands and in your, obviously in your joints and other body parts. And I guess they say older women who've had regular exposure to sunlight may be less likely to develop rheumatoid arthritis. They say the beneficial effect is due to the UVB in the sunlight, but it was only evident in older women. They think it's because younger women are more aware of the skin-related hazards of sunlight, take more steps to limit their exposure. So they basically looked at 235,000 participants who took part in two phases of the U.S. Nurse Health Study. First phase began in 1976 with nurses aged 30 to 55 and continued until 2008. Second phase began in 1989 with nurses aged 25 to 42 and continued until the year 2009. By the end of the two phases, 1,300 of these 235,000 women did develop rheumatoid arthritis, right? The nurses' UVB exposure was estimated based on data from the states where they lived, likely estimates of their exposure at birth and by age 15. Now, again, that's not very scientific. You know, I don't remember how many times I was out in the sun or played outside. You know, when I'm thinking, I'm like, oh, I probably stayed out of the sun. Oh, the hell I did when I was a kid. So it's going to be kind of difficult. So I guess they're trying to extrapolate based on where they lived, etc. And they said among the women in the first phase of the study that was started in the 70s, those with the highest estimated levels of UVB exposure were 21% less likely to develop the rheumatoid arthritis. But they didn't see much of a difference between exposure in the second phase. The women, I guess, had been younger than the first phase. Maybe they had been avoiding sun. So they think that there is something to sunlight. There is something to the vitamin D. And this is probably going to be the biggest enigma for researchers to, I guess, determine is how much sunlight can we get and safely recommend to people. I had played for many of you the video, I guess, that was done with I think it was with Disney, where they did a video discussing girls and PMS and periods, and it was a video shown in school. And, of course, they said, be outdoors and get plenty of sunlight. We don't get plenty of sunlight anymore. We avoid the sun because we're scared to death of cancer and melanoma. Now, keep in mind, melanoma was still a scare back then. FDR had melanoma. We believe FDR actually died of melanoma as opposed to the hemorrhagic stroke, as once believed. You could see the melanoma above his left eyebrow. So, I mean, melanoma has been around. It's been around for a long time. It's not going anywhere. But as a result of skin cancers and the debilitating skin cancers, we've told people to avoid the sun. Yet I'm seeing, I believe, a surge in a variety of illnesses that I think are because we're not in the sun. And not just the exercise. I believe we really truly need sun, just like the plants do. But again, I can't come up with any safe amount because we have no idea how much sunlight actually can cause one cell to go rogue and turn into melanoma. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's D-R-D-A-L-I-A-H.com. Or call 702 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets, but fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV. The burglar deterrent.
Is 2013 your year to achieve more? More vitality? More health? More well-being? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. For 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching others how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned by taking RNA drops, I could begin to activate that power in my cells and achieve the more that I desire. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and send you a free 30-day supply of RNA drops valued at $50 for just the cost of shipping and handling. Go to rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we are live 9 to noon, Monday through Friday, Pacific time, noon to 3 Eastern time. Call in anytime with your medical questions, your comments, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You can also email us on our website at drdahlia.com. We have moved to a new time on XM, which is now 9 a.m. Pacific time or noon Eastern time on XM. We still have the morning 5 a.m. Eastern time on XM channel 166. That will not change. So don't worry if you, you know, turned on the radio in the afternoon for your 5 p.m. Eastern time is the one that moved. But remember, you can still listen to Dr. Dahlia anytime you want on your iPhone app and your Android app. They are free. Go to your iPhone store, Android store, and download it. You could also go to our website at drdahlia.com and download it from there as well. Again, it's free. Don't forget to think about the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Dr. Dahlia Cruise is coming up end of June. It is going to be a phenomenal trip, and we still have some cabins left. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So today they were talking about in the news, and we had discussed this a couple hours ago, how taking vitamin C every day could double your risk of kidney stones. Apparently this was a study done by Swedish researchers, and they say a byproduct of the vitamin could be to blame. They say men who took vitamin C supplements at least once a day had the highest risk of kidney stones. Now, this was an article, a study coming out of Britain. So they were talking about how 12% of British men and 4% of British women in the UK deal with this. I would say the numbers are probably even higher in the States. Now, they say we know that vitamin C tablets could increase your risk of kidney stones. They think that some of the vitamin C absorbed in the body is excreted in urine as oxalate. This is a key component of kidney stones. You have calcium oxalate stones. You have uric acid. There's a variety of different stones you could make. And stones are basically made up of tiny crystals, which can be formed by calcium combining with oxalate. So the study looked at 22,000 middle-aged and older people for 11 years. And the analysis concluded that 900 men who took regular vitamin C tablets and more, and more than 22,000 who didn't, I guess those who took more than 1,000 milligrams a day were more at risk for developing the kidney stones. And now, of the vitamin C users, 3.4% developed kidney stones for the first time during the study, compared to 1.8% of non-supplement users. Now, okay, how much is 1,000 milligrams? So if people are taking 1,000 milligrams vitamin C, well, a lot of tablets have 1,000 milligrams vitamin C. So if you take one tablet, that's 1,000. Now, orange juice, about a glass of orange juice freshly squeezed, about 120 milligrams of vitamin C. Now, the reason why this is such a concern is because we're in flu season. We're in cough and cold season, flu season, so people are downing, taking as many of these vitamin C tablets, and they are tasty and they're easy to chew. Right? So you have no idea. You're taking 4,000 or 5,000 units, milligrams of this vitamin C. And remember, it's very chalky, and the tablet could very easily, with the sediment, build a stone, create a stone. So my suggestion to you is if you want to bone up on vitamin C, then go and get the orange juice, okay? Go and eat the kiwi, eat the fruit, eat the vegetables. But when you start popping these supplements, it could put you at risk. Now, should vitamin C tablets be taken off the market? Absolutely not. They do have a place in this world, and they're, I mean, you know, for people that don't get their vitamins, they feel good taking them, but we do want to minimize the risk of kidney stones. We talked about how kidney stones could be extremely dangerous because of a kidney stone. As it passes the kidney, let's say you have a stone in the renal pelvis of the kidney and it starts to fall down the ureter. And as it falls down the ureter, it gets stuck because the ureter is narrow. The ureter is designed to carry urine, pee, okay? And it can kind of contract and dilate a little bit depending on the fluid that's coming down and being stored into the bladder. But basically, your kidneys are making urine all the time. Just because you urinate every couple hours doesn't mean you're just getting these big boluses of urine. So basically, urine is kind of being made from the kidneys, and then it just gets stored in the bladder. And the ureter is the most common place where we see kidney stones get stuck. So the kidney stone, if it doesn't fit in the small canal, it'll get stuck. And now you'll start getting back pressure because of the urine that's trying to fall to the bladder. And that back pressure could cause the kidney to swell and could actually put you into renal failure. So it is significant. It's extremely painful. That's why you urinate blood, because, you know, you're kind of tearing as the stone is trying to work its way down. You start to vomit. You get very sick. When I passed a kidney stone, it was horrible. I thought I was going to die. It was worse than labor. I didn't know what the hell was happening to me until I realized it was a kidney stone. That was some scary stuff. You're urinating blood. You're vomiting. You're in the worst amount of pain possible. I literally thought I was dying. Man. And no, I'm not being a wuss. That's some painful stuff. So anything we could do to start decreasing the amount of oxalate or uric acid or sediment, we can. Now, some people have higher than average levels of oxalate in their body. High oxalate foods like spinach, rhubarb, coffee could actually put you at risk for kidney stones as well. So we tell people to cut back on that. Now, I had a uric acid kidney stone because gout runs in the family. Uric acid is made from purines. And so if I don't metabolize meat very well, I could have high uric acid and then I could get a kidney stone. So there's a variety of things nutritional-wise and diet-wise you could do to cut back on kidney stones. But we'll revisit the subject again, because it's a common one. 1-877-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, this was a story that we talked about in the first hour, how a U.S. military veteran dies every 65 minutes of suicide. Every hour, it looks like somebody is committing suicide from our military. Veterans, after they leave. All right, these people who have put their lives on the line to protect our freedom are killing themselves in record numbers. They say the most extensive study yet by the U.S. government on suicide among military veterans shows veterans are killing themselves more than previously thought. 22 deaths a day. All right? They say this is the highest number of veteran suicides. Now, we talked and we discussed, well, what's the difference between now and World War I, post-World War II? You know, is it because soldiers were revered? It's because we made sure soldiers got jobs. Did we show more respect? I mean, is it now that, you know, the soldiers are coming home and many people don't agree with the war that they were fighting? People are ridiculing them and treating them badly and not giving them jobs. I mean, what is it? Okay. One, it suggested, well, a lot of these people are medicated. They're on medicine. So, and if they're on medications, they, you know, he found that many of those could be a higher risk group. All right. Is it because people are on medication now? Is it because they miss their medication? Is it the withdrawal of the medication? They miss their medication and then they get depressed. What is it? What's different now than World War II? I mean, World War II was a nasty war. They saw things that would horrify you. Are things more horrific that they're seeing now than they did in World War II? Did man evolve to be less able to deal with this resilient-wise? Now, from what we understand, the Army is taking on a program now to increase increase soldiers' resilience. They are planning to improve their resilience to mental health problems. They want to boost soldiers' physical, emotional, and psychological resilience. We don't really have too much in terms of specifics of what this program is going to entail. But I think it's a great, I think it's extremely important to do. Right? What is going on now that's making these soldiers want to commit suicide? Now, one argued that they always did. You know, soldiers were committing suicide, it's just nobody reported it. Or veterans were committing suicide and nobody reported it. I don't know. I don't have any statistics from post-World War II or post-Korean War. All we do know is American support and American, the revering of the soldier changed with Vietnam. And many of these people came back to a country that hated them. Maybe that's part of it. All right, guys, cannot wait to talk to you again tomorrow. Got a big show tomorrow. Please stay tuned. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. God bless.
I have been asked to announce that federal judge Walter J. Skinner has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with a low-cost automotive accessory called Platinum 22, which meets or exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. To learn if Platinum 22 will give you 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS or 1-800-537-7427.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Valentine's Day is next week, and ProFlowers is offering an amazing deal. 100 stunning blooms of love plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code RADIO13. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket during Valentine's Week. Order now from ProFlowers to get huge savings, plus pick any delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms of love sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple next week. And this incredible deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code RADIO13. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code RADIO13.